Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Kate and Carl with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Ipswich City Council says they will oppose the Deputy Premier, Stephen Miles, as he continues work on a proposal for a new landfill at the Wainless Recycling Park. Council originally rejected the Wainless application in 2021, however, the Deputy Premier decided to call in the proposal so state agencies could do a thorough evaluation of the project. Council and community groups have contested the decision to the Supreme Court in 3 separate applications, with the last of this being dismissed on Wednesday. Ipswich Mayor Theresa Harding has alleged the decision to call in the application has robbed Ipswich residents of a voice, adding that another landfill will impair the city's residential growth.
Smith Chips have issued an urgent recall of some of their packets, which reportedly contain potential presence of foreign matter. The recalled products include 45 grams and 170 grams packets of cheese and onion, as well as the original 6-pack and 20-pack fun mix. The cheese and onion chips have a best before date of September 17, 2023, and the original chips in the fun mix have a best before date of September 10, 2023. Smith Chips are offering a full refund for anyone possessing these chips and advised to not consume them in risk of illness.
In national news, backlash follows a recent proposed privacy law change that would keep user data safe from breaches and third parties. Harden Groves from the Real Estate Institute of Australia argued additional responsibilities expected of business owners as part of this proposed change would add unnecessary stress to small real estate agencies. It is feared that this extra duty could cause local real estate businesses to buckle and collapse. Meanwhile, consumer group Choice has argued the reforms do not go far enough, advocating for even stronger data restrictions.
An Australian beer has been withdrawn from this weekend's Great Australian Beer Spectacular Festival. The beer, named Barely Legal, is marketed as, quote, something to tell your friends about. Criticism has arisen, labelling it as inappropriate and sexist, with some commenting that it even shares the same logo as Pornhub. Jane Lewis, who works to educate people about the beer industry, outlines the controversy to be a sign of change, with people speaking out about inappropriate marketing.
And in international news, Colombian President Gustavo Petro calls back claims that 4 children missing in a plane crash were found alive. Mr. Petro has deleted tweets in which he declares 4 children missing in a plane crash from May 1st were found alive in the jungle. He has since clarified the reports were unsubstantiated and the search for the children is still ongoing.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger has no rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.